Former Journalist on Trial for 2017 Notre Dame Attack. By Chris Tomlinson on October 14, 2020. Former journalist Farid Ekin is on trial for attacking a police officer with a hammer in front of Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral in 2017. The 43-year-old Algerian faces up to 30 years in prison for the attack, which he claimed was not attempted murder but was meant to draw attention to the issue of the French army being deployed in Syria and Iraq. The attack took place on June 6, 2017, at around 4:20 p.m. and saw Ekin rush with a hammer towards three police shouting "This is for Syria" and hitting one of the officers in the back of the head, 20 Minutes reports. Before he could attack again, one of the other police officers subdued the Algerian national by shooting him. Ekin, who claims to be a mujahideen, stated that he hit the policeman softly and stated he had no intention of killing the officer. Investigators did, however, find a video recording, likely made earlier that day, in which Ekin spoke in Arabic and pledged allegiance to Islamic State, saying repeatedly, "It's time for revenge, it's time for jihad." More evidence was found on the messaging app Telegram that showed Ekin wanted to carry out an operation to aid his brothers in the Islamic State Caliphate. Following his arrest in 2017, it was revealed that Ekin had previously lived in Sweden, where the EU had awarded him the Journalist Prize Against Discrimination for his pro-migrant writing. Sofyan Ekin, the nephew of the attacker, claimed that his uncle had been radicalized while in Sweden and that he had gone to the country to study for a master's degree. He later moved to France in 2014 to pursue a doctorate in political science. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.